In Touch Ministries.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Tuesday, Christmas is coming, and Jesus is on the throne, and I don't know about you, but that makes it a great time of the year. I absolutely love celebrating the birth of Christmas, or the birth of Jesus here at Christmas time. And so thank you for tuning in. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM, and the sounds of Christmas are everywhere. The visible signs of Christmas are everywhere. The foods of Christmas are everywhere. And if you're going to have to spend Christmas, it might as well be in Brevard County, Florida. And so we welcome you to the Refresh Radio program today. Pray that you are having a great week and that the stress of all of the added activity is not overwhelming you. It seemed like when our kids were in high school and middle school that there was literally something going on almost every night of the week. We keep a pretty busy nighttime schedule anyway, and then you throw in Christmas concerts and symphonic band concerts and orchestra concerts and choir concerts and banquets and feasts and celebrations and all of that, that it can somewhat be overwhelming. So let me tell you a little bit about what's going on at Merritt Assembly of God. We have our kids' crafty Christmas celebration coming up tomorrow night, but that's on a regular night of church. And so that will be taking place. We are not we're not serving food that night because of all of the activities that are going on. This coming Sunday, our kids have a Christmas celebration going on during Children's Church at 10:30. And then Sunday night will be our Christmas Eve communion service. So that will begin at 6:00. And if you understand anything about me, you will understand that I value starting on time. And if I start on time, I feel like I have treated you with respect, and we want you to realize we're going to be celebrating, we're going to be reading the Christmas story, we're going to be singing songs, we're going to be partaking of communion, and then we're going to say, God bless you, go out, have a great Christmas. Because of all of the extra activities during Christmas, the week from Christmas to New Year's is something that our schedule is scaled way back, and you don't have to. You get a chance to catch your breath. We're going to talk a little bit about refreshing today. Every once in a while, I think about the name of this program, and how God literally is like, what are we going to name this radio program, Bob Arthurs? No, we didn't want that. The name of this program is Refresh, and we're going to talk a little bit about refreshing today and the connection between faithfulness and being refreshed. So I hope you prepare yourself for that, but we will not have Wednesday evening service. We will not have Thursday morning prayer, and our offices will be shut down during the week between Christmas and New Year's. I get to spend this time with my parents, which doesn't happen very often. And so you are going to find that I'm going to make that a priority. I've been around long enough to know you never know when the last time you get to do that is. And so I'm going to take advantage of that opportunity to spend Christmas with my parents while they are down here. And I hope you have a great, great Christmas. With that being said, let's go to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 4 simply because as I'm reflecting upon the faithfulness of God this year, this verse means something to me. And that is this: where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Okay, so that's where we're just gonna stop right there, verses 4 and 5. So before we talk about faithfulness, let me talk about verse 4. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. It is easy to keep something clean that doesn't have any life in it. It's easy to keep a facility clean if there's no one in there to make a mess. And at Merit Assembly of God, we have worked hard. We work diligently. We're still working to make sure that the appearance of our building outside and inside is as attractive as we can make it. But I tell my church that when you come to our house, if you come to our house as a guest, please understand you are not coming to a museum. You are coming to a place where life happens. And at our house, life happens a lot. So there are people who are coming in and going out there. We are a very active family. So a lot of times our house is where we get to lay our head down at night. And it's where we keep our food in the refrigerator. It's where we do our laundry. But a lot of times our paths are crossing. We have very active lifestyles. And so I want to encourage you. Maybe y'all are part of churches that are growing. I tell our congregation, I am so thankful that you are here, because I remember what it was like when our church only had 6 people besides my family in attendance with it. Okay. And you know what we did every week back when there was just that? We cleaned the church as if it had just been attended by 600 people. Okay. Because we wanted it to be clean. There was a lot of work that needed to be done to get the house clean. But here it says, where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but with much increase, much increase comes by the strength of an ox. So let me tell you this. Do not be so fixated on the messiness of ministry that you miss out on the fact that it's ministry that is what the church is there for. We're not looking for people to come to Merit Assembly of God who have their lives all lined up and nice and neat and no problems and things like that. That's really not the person that we're striving to reach. Jesus said it is not those who are well that need a physician, it's the sick that need a physician. So we actually look to minister to people whose lives are a little messy. And sometimes in our churchianity, if I can put, I'll just create a new term there for you, churchianity. In our churchianity, we get a little bothered if something happens and the facilities get messed up a little bit or something along those lines. And we say, we've got to deal with that. We can't have that. And I understand that we need to be faithful stewards of our building, but I want you to know something. Dealing with physical babies is messy business. Dealing with spiritual babies is messy business. Let's allow God to find us faithful so that he can bring in life and he can say, you know what, I'm going to give you faith. I'm going to give you the opportunity to minister to people because I consider them to be spiritual wealth. I don't want an empty building that's clean. I would much rather have a building that is being utilized and strained. And you know what? There might be a mark on the wall here. There might be something over here. We can take care of that. But let's make sure that we keep the priority of reaching the lost this Christmas. Okay? It also says this, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. I will tell you this. The owner of the trough and the ox needed one another. The ox left to its own accord would live an unproductive life. It would just live out in the wild. It would eat and it would reproduce, but it would live an unfulfilled life. That oxen was endowed by God with great strength to be able to produce a harvest of which God is the Lord over. So the oxen comes with a little bit of liability in that it is going to be messy, and the owner is going to have to feed that ox, but the benefit of that oxen is that the harvest is going to be exponentially greater than it would be if the guy was out there having to dig with a hoe all by himself. Okay? So when I look at this verse, I see that the oxen needs the owner, and the owner needs the oxen. And you and I, as the body of Christ, we need one another. We need one another. You need the spiritual wisdom and the life experience that your pastor and your teachers can bestow upon you. But the kingdom needs you because there's a harvest. And you are a lot stronger with Christ living inside of you than what the devil would have you realize. God wants to use you. You know, there are some people at Merit Assembly of God, and they might not have everything lined up in their life, but what they do is they positively impact people's lives. They really, really do. And so this year, when we got to looking at it, the Brevard County Sheriff's Office did a Handlebars for the Holidays outreach, and they contacted us about participating in that. And all of a sudden, we realized that we had nearly, somewhere between 18 and 24 kids of various ages that wanted to participate and receive bicycles from them. And some of them we see a couple of times a month, and sometimes some of those kids we see two and three times a week. And if you were to realize that we know what it's like for your children's ministry not to have any kids in it from 10 or 11, 12 years ago when we had a mass shift of our congregation all across the country. Folks, I want you to know, I know I value people. I value them because I know what it's like to pastor a church that didn't have many of them. So anyway, that's just a little bonus thing there. Verse number 5 says, a faithful witness does not lie. And so you and I, we are called to be witnesses. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. Removes any ambiguity over whether or not you are going to be a witness. It said in verse number 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So the question I have for you today is, are you going to be a witness for the kingdom, or are you going to be a witness for the accuser of the brethren? But one thing is for sure, you will be a witness. And a faithful witness does not lie. So you and I, we've talked a little bit about deception here recently, so I'm not going to beat that verse for too long. but I want you to realize that you and I are called to be a faithful witness to the truth. Allow the Holy Spirit to empower you and be a faithful witness. Be a faithful witness to your family. Be a faithful witness to your church. Be a faithful witness to your neighbors. Be a faithful witness to your coworkers. Do you know that you can be a faithful witness to the truth, and you don't have to be preachy about it? You just go and you live your life and you represent Jesus well. And when that happens, people are, I assure you that people will know where to go to when they are in crisis. Okay. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 6 says this: most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? I'm so thankful that a little over 2,000 years ago, there was a faithful witness that was born in a manger. I'm thankful because one day he's going to testify on my behalf, and one day he's going to testify on your behalf. And I encourage you today that if there's anybody at work, you know, Pilate said, "What is truth? What is truth?" In this day and time when people are looking for faithfulness, I pray that they'll be able to find you and I. Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 13. We touched a little bit on this on yesterday's program. Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 13. Like the cold of snow in time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. So on yesterday's program, we talked about, but a faithful ambassador brings health. It says this: a faithful messenger refreshes the soul of those who sent him. Why would that be refreshing? I will tell you this, as a person who's had a number of people who worked for him, not just in church, but in retail as well, is it is refreshing when somebody is faithful to the message, because the leader knows how distressing it is when someone is not faithful. If you are not faithful to show up to work, you might end up with a great day, but I guarantee you it's distressing to those around you, because they're going to have to pick up the slack because you weren't able, or you chose not to be there. I'm not talking about if you're sick or something like that. People understand that. But if you just make a decision that you are going to be unfaithful, it is going to be distressing to those around you. Okay? So yesterday we saw a faithful ambassador brings health, brings wholeness and vitality. Today it says that a faithful messenger refreshes the soul of his masters. Okay? And so I want to encourage you today to be that agent of refreshing that God can use. I know a person, I'm not going to name them. I know a person who, when they were hired at their job, this goes back a ways, when they were hired at their job, that the owner of the company came and talked to them and told them, I'm going to put it in churchy language here, or scriptural language. They told them how refreshing it was to see someone with the work ethic that this person used at their job. And the owner went on to describe to this person how there were various labels or various degrees with which people did their jobs. Some people didn't care about their jobs. Some people just did their jobs. And then there were other people who embraced the vision of the company as a whole. And he said, I've noticed, and that is where you are. And I just want to encourage you today that the faithfulness that God is looking for in our lives is not just for our benefit. It is for the benefit of those around us. So kids can bring refreshing to their parents. People at church can bring refreshing to the pastor. Employees can bring refreshing to their managers, to their leaders, and to their owners just by being faithful. Just by being faithful. So I pray that it will be refreshing to you today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 6, is an interesting passage, and you have to really look at this, and you've got to be mature to understand it. Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 6 says this: faithful are the wounds of a friend. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Okay? Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. So there are many people who surround themselves with people who will only tell them what they want to hear. But a friend is not as concerned about what you want to hear as much as they are about what you need to hear. The Bible says that in the last times, people will surround themselves with teachers who will satisfy their ears with the things that they long to hear. Their ears are literally itching to hear, you know, this certain thing. You know, I liken it to getting patted on the head and telling everyone what a good boy or a good girl they are. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Now, I want to tell you this. Nobody enjoys being wounded. No one enjoys being wounded. So what is Solomon trying to tell us when he says faithful are the wounds of a friend? Can I tell you that there are people every day who make an intentional decision to go and be wounded, and they pay this person to wound them? And you say, well, that sounds sadomasochistic to me. That doesn't sound like people of a healthy mindset. And I want you to know it's exactly the opposite. It is done by people who desire health more than they desire comfort. You see, people will pay to go to a doctor, to a surgeon who knows how to wield a knife if they have damage. I've done it myself when my shoulders were damaged. I'll just give a shout out to Dr. Hermansdorfer down in Melbourne, who listens to this program, or he did listen to this program. I haven't talked to him in about a year or so, but he was still listening then. But went down to Dr. Hermansdorfer, who knew how to wield a surgeon's scalpel, and went in and repaired parts of my body that were damaged, and did it. I have full range of motion in that shoulder. He did shoulder surgery on me, I've got full range of motion, can play golf occasionally. I haven't done that recently, but looking forward to doing it while my dad is down here. And he hurt me, but he hurt me making me better. So you and I, we've got to be careful how we wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, because with the same knife, a person can injure you, wound you, maim you, and kill you, or you put that same instrument in the hands of a person who is faithful to wield it, and they can use that sword to bring healing. You and I, if we're not careful, we can use the word of God and we can use it to assault and assail people in our community who are not living up. I want you to know that's what the Pharisees did. Or we can take that exact same word of God, we can go to those exact same people, and we can use that word to bring healing to people the same way that Jesus did. So I want to ask you today, do you have friends in your life? Earlier in another broadcast, I talked to you about having someone who's accountable. Do you have a person in your life that you know this? They are looking out for my best interest. And if God uses them to wound me, it is because there's an area in my life that is needing healing. I've told this story a bunch. In fact, I just told this person at church here a couple of weeks ago. I said, how is one of my favorite people on planet Earth? And he looked at me and he said, you need to get to know more people. And I said, well, you're right. I do need to get to know more people. But even if I knew all 7 billion people on planet Earth, you would still be one of my favorite people on planet Earth. You know why? Because that man is faithful to the nth degree. He is a faithful servant of the Most High God. He is one of my dearest friends. He is someone that I have seen God work miraculously in his life and radically transform him. And I told this story before. He's extremely gifted mechanically. And one day I was trying to work on a car, and I wasn't able to do it. He came over, brought some tools. I believe it was a pneumatic tool that he brought with him. And with just within a few seconds, he had accomplished what I had been unable to accomplish in hours. We were standing there talking outside the church one night, and all of a sudden he just reached up and he slapped me. And nobody, I don't like to be slapped. He didn't slap me hard, but he slapped me. He slapped me with enough force, and he got this look on his face, and he just held his hand up, and he showed me the mosquito residue that was on his hand. And I looked at him, and I said, brother, I trust you. And if you slapped me, I knew there was a good reason why you slapped me, because faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Listen, don't surround yourself with people who will lie to you. Surround yourself with people who will be there through good times and bad times, and you know that God is going to use them to make you a better person. I'm a better man today because I've got some faithful friends. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.